This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, a load of you want to hear Buckfast Boy again. I don't know whether you heard him. Earlier in the week, Newsbeat had this story on about antisocial behaviour in Scotland being attributed in some cases to Buckfast. Now, if you've never heard of Buckfast before, it's very popular with people on park benches and students in Scotland. It's a kind of tonic wine which blows your head off after about... how many? Two?
Not much.
Not much at all. Laura is a big fan of Buckfast. It wasn't her student days at Glasgow Uni, weren't you?
Yeah.
What's the number thing about?
There's the bottles are numbered, and the lower down the number on the bottle is the more potent the alcohol is inside.
Anyway, it's a tonic wine, right? And this bloke from Glasgow, the clip they were playing on Newsbeat, he'd had some Buckfast, maybe a little bit too much Buckfast, and for some reason you just love hearing him. So we got the clip of him, and here he is, randomly phoning a hotel in America.
Hello, Mrs.
Here
today.
11 a.m. Got a bottle of wine, man. Know what I mean? Here we go.
Getting mad with on the Buckfast.
This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking Buckfast and getting mad with it. Get a heavy kick out of it. Is there nothing better today than that?
English, sir. How may I help you?
This is a typical night, definitely, man.
Okay. Let me connect you to the customer relations department, okay?
Okay. I don't think he understood, do you?
No.
Let's try and find someone that does.
Hi, this is Karen from Customer Care. Where did you want to go?
Got a bottle of wine, man, know what I mean? Here we go.
Getting mad with it on the Buckfast.
This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking Buckfast and getting mad with it. Get a heavy kick out of it. Is there nothing better today than that?
I'm sorry?
This is a typical night, definitely, man. Drinking Buckfast and getting mad with it.
Okay, you're gonna talk a little slower because I can't understand your accent.
Getting mad with it on the Buckfast.
Belfast? You
want to
go to Belfast?
Get a heavy kick out of it. Is there nothing better today than that?
I know I probably have an accent to you, but I definitely cannot understand your accent.
Get a heavy kick out of it. Is there not...
Okay, do you understand me at all?
Amazing!
Hello?
Getting mad with it on the Buckfast.
Get in.
Scott Mills, Radio 1.
It's 5:14. There's a great show last night on BBC One called One Life.
We're getting into a habit of texting each other whilst we're watching the telly, aren't we?
Now, during this show last night, which was called Tanorexics, about people that tan all the time and are kind of addicted to tanning, whether it's from the sun or from a bottle or in the stand-up or lie-down tanning booth.
Yeah.
You were texting me during the show to say, that's you, that is, and I don't know which one you meant.
Well, it could have been any of them, but that's...
Not the bodybuilder.
No, obviously. I was thinking more of this person. This person and you are the same person.
When the sun goes behind the cliffs, it annoys me, so I take my chair down to the next park.
You do that, don't you?
No.
You do that?
I wouldn't do that.
You do?
Well, I move my chair down to the next step.
To make sure that you're still in the sun.
Yeah.
Like this.
And if it's still nice at home and the sun isn't in the garden, then I take my chair out and sit by the dustbin.
I have never taken my chair out by a dustbin just to get the sun.
You're never bothered about the surroundings as long as you get the sun.
Not by bins.
You would. Yeah, you would. Yes, you would. Where have you gone on holiday in the past 2 years?
Ibiza, Dubai, Mallorca, Miami.
Right. All hot places.
We had a holiday in Norway once, didn't we? And I hated it.
That's you. You would never holiday, would you, in Norway?
No way.
In any of Scandinavia.
You're not wrong.
You'd never holiday.
I'm sure it's beautiful, but it's not for me.
I just love to feel the sun on my body.
That is you.
I just love to feel the sun on my body.
I do quite like feeling the sun on my body.
So you admit to some? You admit? No, I don't want to. Thanks. You admit to some of those, don't you?
Yeah.
And if you don't admit to all of those,
no, but they were really extreme tanning people. That like I like a good tan now and again, as you do, as we found out.
Yeah, but this
not
is
like that.
This is more about you. All right, if you don't think you're like her, I think you're more like this person then.
Are you lonesome?
I get ready about 5. Usually have my tea, shower, get my makeup on, sort out what I'm wearing, try about 6 dresses on.
That was the one with the optics inside her house, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And she was 72.
Are you lonesome?
Yeah, admittedly, that is me.
I'm falling.
What's more we got for you? I love to go out and enjoy myself and come home on my own. Let my dogs out. I might pour myself another glass of wine and I call it chilling out. Put my nighty on and just sit there, just 10 minutes, chill out. Want some wine? Mummy's wine. Yum yum.
I said I was through.
That was her feeding her dog wine. Yeah, listen.
Want some wine? Mummy's wine. Yum yum.
Didn't that be me when I'm 72?
I don't think you'd even waste wine on an animal, would
Scott
you?
Scott Mills. National. Radio 1.
Hi, it's Scott. Joe.
Hi, Joe. You right?
Not too bad.
How can I help?
It's just about this Buckfast thing. My future husband wants it at our wedding.
He wants Buckfast at the wedding?
Yeah.
It's apparently very popular in Northern Ireland as well. We're getting a lot of texts about that.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Have you said no to this?
I've tried, but he's wanting it instead of champagne, and I just can't see it going down too well with my family.
You cannot have Buckfast instead of champagne.
Difficult choice, though, isn't it? You know?
Seriously, though.
You won't remember anything of your wedding day.
Oh, that's my big good thing.
The happiest day of your life.
Oh, well.
When are you getting married, then?
In March.
Okay. Can I just ask, right?
Uh-huh.
Have you sorted out the bridesmaids?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Is one of them, how can I put this, a little bit porky?
You can't ask that. A bit big-boned.
Maybe.
Right, okay. Because I was talking with one of my mates about this the other night. This is the law. Have you ever been to a wedding where one of the bridesmaids isn't slightly chubby? Think about it.
No, I suppose not.
Right.
Thinking
there's,
about
there's
it.
There's always one.
There's always a podgy one.
Normally only one.
Yeah.
Two if you're lucky, but probably normally one.
Yeah. There is, though. Don't gasp for it. When you think about it, there is.
Who's yours, then?